have here. I just knew I was going to speak, like, what, 10 minutes ago? So, okay, hi, my name's Ashra. I'm an alcoholic for sure. I know that now. I've gone about 17 years being miserable, and I decided I didn't want to be miserable anymore. So this New Year's Day, I woke up at a friend's house, couldn't find my shoes, was on the couch with some random person. God only knows. Trying to collect everything that happened, felt like I was going to die, and I knew at that moment that was the last time I ever wanted to feel like that. So I kind of always knew about AA because my dad was a psychiatric nurse for 30 years, so he always had all kinds of stories coming home about AA because he worked really closely with families and stuff like that, and I always just kind of remember hearing about those types of things when I was younger. A lot of my family members, they all live in New Jersey. I've had quite a few alcoholic deaths in my family. I was pretty convinced for a while that I was just going out and having a good time, but recently it wasn't fun anymore. I was trying to fill voids in my life because I was hating myself so much, and I realized that trying to be in relationships because you felt empty, it wasn't going to work. So I always wondered why I was still single and why I just kind of always felt lost. And I decided just to walk into this beautiful group of people one day. It was like a couple days after I decided I didn't want to do it anymore. And I met my sponsor, and she's working through all the great steps and made some amends and was kind of surprised as to how some of them turned out. A couple are still pending, so I'm not really sure about those either. But it's been interesting. I've met such amazing friends, quite a few, and I just couldn't believe that people like my age like didn't have to go out and get wasted. Like there was another way to have fun, and I just couldn't believe it. I just really thought like that was it. You know, you got all dolled up. You went out to South Tampa, you know, you put your heels on, and you wake up and you're like, oh, what happened? I feel like crap. Okay, yeah, that's not fun, you know, it's really not. And I'm just amazed at all the fun things you can do that don't involve alcohol and waking up the next day and remembering what you did and, like, having a good night's rest and started praying again and started, you know, finding God in the way that I understand him. And I actually went to go see a spiritual healer, and it almost felt like, it felt like familiar. Like it felt, it was always kind of there, but I didn't know how to find it. And it's just, it's hard to explain, but I just know now that like, people actually like are nice and want to help me and aren't going to be my friend because they want something from me, or are trying to destroy something that's good in my life, or I don't know. I'm just so untrusting. I've had terrible experiences with men, and I put myself in those situations, and I always played the victim, and now I know that, you know, what was your part in it, my sponsor always says, and I'm like, oh my God, now I see it, you know. You know, I didn't earn the name Trashra for nothing. So, yeah, I'm real proud of that. It just got towards the end, you know, where it was completely out of control, and I'd be at a party, and I'd be like, where's Trashra? And I'm like, but what about Ashra? You know, like, who is, you know, I'm fun too, I think. I don't know. I mean, I should give her a chance, you know? So recently I found, like, I've met some amazing girls, some sober friends, and Ashra's not so bad, you know? She doesn't lie. She's not selfish. So it's been amazing. I'm still really nervous up here. But yeah, so I don't know what else to say really. I just started sponsoring. I happened to run into someone that I knew like about 11 years ago, and she just showed up at a meeting. And I was like, oh my God, you know? So I started sponsoring her, and it was pretty amazing that I actually can help someone now because of my experiences, you know. And I still can't believe that I can pick up the phone and call someone every day, you know, someone who is not getting paid to help me, like someone that just wants to, you know, and I still, it's hard for me to realize that. And I just have great hopes in my heart that one day God will bless me with, you know, like a family and, you know, stuff like that. And I have an amazing family, but I'd like to have my own one day. So I knew that trash row wasn't going to get me there. So I had to clean up my act and, you know, move forward in the right direction. And I just hope that I keep feeling this way. And I know life is not, hasn't been easy for me. It's hard for me to even tell people anything, really. And then this program has taught me to kind of open up and know that pretty much anything I have to say, I'm like, oh, I've been there, I've done that, or, oh, really? Psh, that's nothing. Let me tell you what I did. And I'm like, oh, this is great. so, yeah, I had a cousin that died who was young. When I was younger, my dad wouldn't even let me, like, visit with him. We go to New Jersey and see my family, and he's like, you're not to see him. And I guess he was, like, down in the basement drunk, and he never wanted me to see him like that. And I was a little girl, and I didn't understand why. And my dad's dad, I didn't have a relationship with because he was an alcoholic. And it made me feel sad that some of my relatives didn't want to get to know me, but I realized that they couldn't help it. They were sick, you know. And I also realized that I didn't want to do that to my baby nephews. Like, I wanted to be present in their life, and I wanted to make an impression on them and be a good role model. So I tell my sister, I'm like, you know, yeah, I wanted to get sober for me, but also I want to be like a really good aunt, you know, like that's really important to me. And they're at the age where they might have started to see things, you know, like I went to go visit at Christmas and I was just miserable. I was sick. I was just like off of a binge, and I was just like awful. And it was supposed to be like the best time ever. We had the whole family together. She lives in Virginia. And I was just miserable, and I was looking at them, and I'm like, there's like happy little kids, and I just want to play with them, but I was in such a bad place in my heart, and it just made me feel really sad. So I try to explain to my sister, like, how I felt and, you know, what's going on, but she doesn't get it because she's not an alcoholic, and my brother's not either, and it's really hard for me to explain things to them because they don't understand, like, how bad it was. Like, I wanted to die, like, so many times. But I never went through it. Like, the field that I work in, I was very, it was very easy for me to put my hands on things that could kill me. I had it all planned out and everything, but for some reason I called my mom instead and didn't do it. One Christmas, I think it was about 5 years ago, I just knew that I had to, something was wrong, you know. I just never understood why I felt that way. I'm thankful that I didn't kill anyone when I was drinking and driving. I'm really thankful that I can try to repair some of the relationships that I've kind of destroyed. But so far, everyone's been pretty forgiving. And even some of my good friends that we used to go out and drink together, they actually were so supportive of me, I couldn't believe it, that they came to a meeting with me, like an open meeting, and like clapped for me to get a coin. And I was like, huh? Like, it was confusing that they actually wanted to be there and supported me, because I always thought they were the enemy and they were going to like pull me back in and didn't want me to get better. And, you know, one of my closest friends, she actually invited me over for dinner, and I was really skeptical to go to dinner because it was always, let's drink as much wine as we can, you know, it's girl time, whatever. She actually had like this huge pitcher of water and was like pouring water at dinner the way that we used to pour wine. And it just like touched me. I'm like, you did that for me? And she's like, any way that we can just be in your life, that's what we're going to do. And she's like, all I ever wanted for you was to be happy and healthy. And I was like, wow. You know, I just need to give some people more credit and not always to think that they're all bad or out to get me, because that's the way I felt before. So that was surprising. And I look forward to moving forward with some of those relationships in a new way, which I didn't think was possible before. I have a huge love for animals, and I pretty much live every day for doing that. My job is pretty much saving animals' lives every day, so it gives me a reason and a purpose. And before, I felt like I didn't have it. Like, I would just go through a routine every day, getting up and just doing it. But now I feel like it's so much bigger and it's so much brighter. And I've noticed a huge change in me. And actually, some people at work, too, a doctor that I work with, he was like, you know, I don't know what it is about you recently. He's like, something has changed in you. And I was like, hey, thanks for noticing. Thanks, dude. All right. Yeah, so it's just this whole, like, way of thinking about the world. And I'm trying to follow the program as the best I can. And just be, I want to help other people because I can't believe how much it's changed my life in such a short period. And I tend to be a perfectionist, so I kind of overthink a lot of things. I know that we all do that. But I want to do this right, you know, because I was doing not so good for like 7